Congress allows sequestration to happen, it would be a shameful and irresponsible act.
Why, in God's name, would members of Congress elected by the American people take a step that would badly damage our national defense, but more importantly, undermine the support for our men and women in uniform?
And joining us live this morning, Chuck Todd, NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent. Chuck, as we learn more about some of the specifics of what would happen in the event of sequestration, if Chuck Hagel is confirmed to replace Leon Panetta, he'll be presiding over a whole different military.
He would be, and we already know that they're already doing certain things to prepare for sequestration. They've given out furlough notices, and they've talked about various things that could get done away with. They're expecting it. They're not, you know, they're still trying to campaign against it, and the question now is, how involved does the president get publicly? The White House says he's working behind the scenes, trying to work with Congress, but does it become more of a public campaign? I think what you saw a little bit over the weekend was Leon Panetta and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Martin, they're trying to make it a public campaign, and I think they're looking for a little cover from the president.
Well, what's the mood in Congress right now? Because we already had the debt ceiling agreement. We thought we had hammered out the revenue aspect of this revenue up, tax spending down situation. We thought we had that hammered out, but now some Democrats are saying that we once again need to talk about bringing in new revenues to get a deal done.
Well, that's right, and the House Republicans who were against sequestration are now saying, you know what? We want some cuts somewhere. At least these are cuts, and at least this shrinks the budget. So they came out of their retreat, House Republicans, deciding that they weren't going to stop the sequestration. So then that leads us to where we're going next with this revenue thing. And you heard Harry Reid yesterday and the president both saying whatever budget deal comes together, it's going to have to include some sort of revenue. But I think a couple things we're learning here. One is sequestration, it's just going to happen. It seems like there is no momentum in Congress to try to stop it. The second thing is that the real fight is going to end up being funding of government, which is happens about 3 weeks after sequestration at the end of March. But this, at the beginning of March, it looks like it's going to go through.
Are you surprised at that? Because, I mean, at first we went from putting it off for a while, for a couple of months, to, well, if it happens, it happens.
I'm stunned because I thought the last, and this is going to sound cynical, but I thought the last pork that Congress could sell to the public, to home, was defense, was military. And in fact, the one bit of money you don't bring home that you could get punished for politically was things having to do with the military or for the Defense Department. So I thought because of the political ramifications in home districts, you were going to see more movement on this. But there is stunning paralysis on this sequestration issue. Remember, the president, in the last debate, basically the last campaign promise he made was, this is not going to happen, period. Well, it's going to happen.
All right, Chuck Todd, thank you for being with us, as always.
You got it, guys. All right.
That's Chuck Todd, NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent.